I saw the comments of President Bukele, and I look forward to meeting with him. I've requested to meet with him. I reached out to the ambassador here to ask to meet while he's here. But I've also made clear if we can't meet here, I do intend to go to El Salvador to discuss the release of this individual who is illegally detained, a Maryland man who's the father of three in a notorious prison in El Salvador. And I believe the president of El Salvador will recognize why it's important to allow him to return to the United States of America, because it is absolutely unjust and illegal to have this Marylander detained one more day in a notorious prison in El Salvador. Of course, President Trump could have just said, you know, bring him home. Of course, he could have done that. But this is an administration that has lied about Mr. Abrego Garcia, right? The vice president of the United States tweeted out that he had a criminal record. That was a lie. They're just lying. They've gotten caught lying. They don't want to admit it. And they have an obligation to bring him home. But I will say the president of El Salvador should not now take it upon himself to say that he is detaining him for one more day, because that is kidnapping. I understand that the attorney general said that we would provide a plane to bring him home. So all the president of El Salvador has to do now is hand over and release an innocent man and let him come home to his family.